This is Julian Page, Head of Fund Research at DD Universe. Today, joined by Stefan Ries, Capital Markets Strategist at Acartus. Here, giving his views on the AI buzz, U.S. equities, artificial intelligence in portfolio management. Hi, Stefan.
Hi.
Hi. So let's go straight into it. Could you provide an overview of the investment objective of the fund and the underlying investment philosophy?
So the objective is to beat the benchmark S&P 500 total return index. This is the benchmark, and of course the objective is to beat that, and that means this fund is always fully invested in equities. And the investment philosophy behind is very unique, because this fund, or the system, the algorithm behind that, is not looking on any fundamentals, also not on charts or any trend following systems. It's just scanning the sentiment people are giving for the most important 250 companies of the US on Twitter and StockTwits, different social media blogs and boards. And from all of this, the machines are using the sentiment, and in the end, it invests in the 75 shares out of the universe of 250 with the best sentiment.
And could you provide a description of your investment process?
Yeah, a part of that I already told. So we start with a point that we really use big data, big data from social media, where people are posting anything about stock companies. So the point is, what you definitely need is a relevant, statistically relevant number of posts, so that you have a statistically relevant sentiment for each stock. So we start with the comments. As we find enough comments for a stock, and currently we are around, we have 250, where we have enough traffic on the boards, then the shares are in the, or these companies are in the universe. And then these, and that's a special thing, and that's just possible with artificial intelligence, and just this is the component and the tool the fund is working with. So with artificial intelligence, we can read comments, just pure text comments, and find out which sentiment is in this comment. In former times, you can just saw if people have a price target for something. So you can just get sentiment from pure numbers. Now you can get it from text. So we put all the comments into 14 different language processing programs. Then Ensemble programs are coming, tidy up the different judges from the programs, because sometimes you can have contradiction between the one language processing program and the other one. And these Ensemble programs, that's always used in artificial intelligence and language processing, then gives you one result, and that means then the comment is optimistic, pessimistic, or neutral. And in the end, you have 250 shares. Each share has a sentiment, and you make a ranking from one, so the best sentiment, to the lowest sentiment of number 250. And the fund then invests in the 75 countries with the highest sentiment. Each month, it is reallocated. So the companies which are not under the top 75 anymore gets out. And the other ones who got up and now under the 75 stocks with the best sentiment are reinvesting.
Could you provide an example of how your investment process has led to a selection of a top holding within the portfolio?
Yeah, it's relatively easy. As I said, it's an algorithm. It's working with artificial intelligence. And so the top holdings currently is Tesla, the one holding with the highest weight in the fund. By the way, the maximum weight of one share is 3%. Of one company is 3%. Yeah, and so we saw that Tesla made profits now. We saw that they plan gigafactories here in Germany, in Berlin, and in China, that they have a pickup now. And all this are registered by the community. And the community then said, oh, that's good for Tesla. And so the best sentiment we found for Tesla, and that's the number one. And the second one, there had been other positive comments on. That's the way how it goes.
Could you give a description of the team of analysts you have around you? So how long have you been working with them, and what experience do they have?
That's a very special thing with the bus fund. So we in Arcata is doing artificial intelligence in funds. We have currently two, and they work with fundamental data, which we analyze with artificial intelligence processes. This fund, we are more or less just the capital company, the asset manager who gives the fund on an index. That's the BUS index from Canada. So it's a team around the company Periscope Capital, and they worked that out together with the University of Toronto, where Geoffrey Hinton, one of the most famous professions, is teaching artificial intelligence. They developed an index out of this process I described, and then we just invest in these companies. So this is not done by us, it's done by other providers, and we have the exclusive right to provide that fund and to sell that fund in Europe.
Which market environments will impact the performance of the fund, both positively and negatively?
Very easy to answer. If the stock market goes down, the fund will go down. And if the stock market goes up, the fund will go up. We have not a special category, let's say, cyclicals, which are running normally better when the economy is going well, or defensive stocks, which is running better when the economy is a bit weak. So here we invest in the companies with the best sentiment. That can be one category or the other category. But the fund is always invested in 75 shares out of the most important 250 shares in the U.S. out of the S&P 500, and that means, of course, this market is going up and down with the stock market overall.
How does the risk management process tie into the portfolio construction and portfolio management process?
Yeah, so there is not a special risk management. The fund is always invested to 100%. The only thing is that the maximum weight of a company is limited on 3%. If this company rises, the shares are rising faster, then of course it's more than 3%, but with a reallocation each month, it will be corrected and downsized to 3% again. This is a way how risks are a bit managed, because we are looking that the size of one investment is not too big in the fund. The rest is just done by the sentiment machine or by the artificial intelligence.
Describe your ESG considerations with regard to the fund.
Yeah, there's no special, because we taking the most important companies out of the S&P 500, but we from Arcatis in Germany signed the PRE, the Principles of Responsible Investment, and if the company in Canada, Periscope Capital, our partner in this fund, would invest or would take into these index they developed, into the bus index companies, which are not acceptable under the PRE rules, then we would be different to the index. We would not invest in that, especially also not in REITs, because this is difficult in European from the tax point of view.
What can investors expect with regards to investment returns?
Yeah, in the end, they invest in the U.S. stock market, and they get the best out of the U.S. stock market regarding the audience sentiment. So they get 75 stocks where the sentiment is the best from all the stocks there, from the biggest stocks where you can find out the sentiment, because you have enough comments to find it out. Investors can expect, it's always difficult from compliance point of view, but the target of the fund is to beat the S&P 500 total return.
How is your personal remuneration aligned to the performance of the fund?
Yeah, because this is done in Canada, there's absolutely no remuneration aligned with me. I'm the capital market strategist of Arcatis, and I looked into sentiments, but more the traditional ones since a long time, and that's the reason why I'm the one who is especially presenting this batch fund.
Could you describe the main unique selling points of the fund?
Yeah, I like to tell that, because there is one. Because in my mind, and that's absolutely right to do it, there's no question indeed, and we with Arcatis, we are value investors, we do the same. The most stock picks are done by fundamental analysis. Why? Because this is reasonable. In the long run, the stock price will always be aligned with the free cash flows a company generates. If this is not aligned, because stock price is rising, without any fundamental data, this will bust one time. But what we learned in the past, 10, 20, 30 years, especially since these very easy money policy of the central banks, that some trends on financial markets are running longer than everyone can expect. And if you look on the fund stocks, so Facebook, Netflix, Amazon, etc., you saw that a lot of people haven't been invested into it because they thought it's too expensive. But in the end, you made the big money out of that. Or Tesla, we can, in our mandates we have in Arcatis, we cannot buy a Tesla, because Tesla is making, now they made one profit, but they're making losses. And with losses, value investing is very difficult to do. This fund here is, don't give a damn on any fundamental data. So the company can be overvalued in traditional views or traditional ways how you value a stock. Fund buys the stock when the sentiment is good. So it perhaps do irrational things, but the markets are very often irrational and a long time irrational. And we know a lot of fund managers looked years in end of the 90s or now again with the fund stocks and saying that's impossible, that's crazy. But yeah, it runs crazy 3 years. And with this fund, you are correlated to the stock market, no question indeed, but you are fully uncorrelated to fundamental analysis. And then the markets are doing crazy things, and stocks which are expensive are becoming more expensive and running further than anyone can expect. You can expect this fund will be invested into it.
Well, thank you very much, Stefan.
Yeah.
This is Julian Page, Head of Fund Research at DDQ Invest, joined by Stefan Rees, Arcatis Capital Markets Strategist, giving his views on Arcatis AI Buzz US Equities Fund. Thank you very much for listening.